Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Psalm chapter 8, verses 3 and 4. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? What a great couple of verses in the middle of this chapter that's talking about God's majesty in creation, how he's set his glory above the heavens, and yet amidst all the work of his fingers, the moon, the stars, I mean, that'll change the way you look at the sky at night. You look at the moon and the stars and you think that's the work of the fingers of God. His majesty everywhere in all creation. How he's put those stars, the moon, the sun in place. How he set mountains where they are. Hills he has formed. Oceans he's poured out that water. He's the one who stops it at the coastline, keeps it from going any further. God's majesty seen in all of creation. And then you look at man and you realize, and this is Genesis 1, God's prized creation is you and me, a people. Unlike anything else in all creation, we are made in the image of God. Just think about that, like right where you're sitting or standing or walking or driving right now, like you are made in the image of God, grander and more majestic than the stars and the moon, than the mountains and the hills and the oceans. You are more majestic than any of those. And that's the psalmist is just saying, what is man that you're mindful of him that way? The son of man that you care for him, the way you create us, the way you love us, the way we are your prized creation. Oh, be awed by this. Be awed by the fact that the God over all creation, amidst everything else in all creation, has created you as one who resembles and represents and reflects him more so than anything else, more so than the Grand Canyon, more so than the Himalayan heights, more so than the most beautiful beaches you could imagine, the most majestic scenery you could picture. You are created in God's image. You have a beauty. You possess a dignity and an honor that nothing else in creation has. Oh, be affirmed today. God, I praise you for crafting and creating me. We praise you for crafting and creating each one of us as individuals in your image. What an honor, privilege that doesn't even seem to summarize the depth of what we should say. What is man that you're mindful of us? You care for us in this whole big picture of creation. So God, I pray that you would keep us from looking to anything else in this world for our dignity, from looking to anything, anyone else in this world to define our beauty. God, we pray for a deliverance from always looking to what others think of us, always being concerned about how others perceive us, even letting others define us. Lord, you define us. Your perception of us is supreme. And so we praise you as creatures made in your image, as dignified, distinguished, beautiful, honorable men, women, kids. We look to you right now and we thank you for being mindful of us. We thank you for making us your prized creation over and above everything else in this world. And so we pray today, oh God, help us then to resemble you well. Help us to represent you well. Help us to walk in relationship with you as creatures in your image. And help us, we pray, to glorify you as our creator. Everything else in all creation shouts your glory. So we want our lives today to shout your glory as your prized creation. May it be so, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.